US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yes, good on you, Anna. Lovely work. 92211882. We'd like your lovely work. The rumour file up and about at the moment. Have you got a rumour? $500 cash could be yours. Bobby, hello.
Hey, thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Remarkable and rare surgery. A double lung transplant has been performed in Michigan on a teenage boy who had been vaping. It's believed to be the first double lung transplant for anyone who had been using electronic cigarettes. The teen is one of more than 2,000 Americans treated for severe lung damage blamed on vaping. At least 40, mostly people in their teens or early 20s, have died. And while the teen receiving that transplant wants to remain anonymous, he also wants his story told, and his lead surgeon is saying,
"This is an evil that I haven't faced before. It was worse than my expectation."
Dr. Hassan Nimi's team conducted the six-hour operation in mid-October at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. In a photo, the surgeon is shown holding one of the boy's destroyed lungs, and CBS asked him,
"You had never seen lungs in that condition before, is that right?"
"I've seen lungs in bad conditions, but this is by far the worst."
So he must have been in pretty bad shape when he arrived.
Yeah, Millsy, they say he was near death. Non-responsive, his lungs were horribly inflamed, filling with fluids and dead tissue. The doctors placed the 16-year-old high school athlete on a machine to breathe for him, but he deteriorated. The only thing that could save him was that double lung transplant. Dr. Nicholas Yeldo is another member of the surgical team.
"This young patient would have died. There is no doubt about it."
The teen asked doctors to publicly show the photos of his damaged lungs as a strong lesson for others.
"I expect him hopefully to be an advocate to stop this madness."
His doctors say that teen is now recovering and breathing with his new lungs. He can eat, talk, take a few steps. And Millsy and Basil, he recently celebrated his 17th birthday right there at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit.
Incredible. Bobby, well done. And-